Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we will hear about concerns and progress in efforts to provide education in Africa. But first, we report on changes to the U.S. college entrance exam called the SAT. Those changes could make the test more difficult for foreign students. The organization that administers a widely used college entrance test called the SAT will change the examination in 2016. The not-for-profit College Board announced that it no longer will test students on rarely used words. Students also will not be required to provide a written work called an essay. And the new SAT will include passages from American historical documents or from writings on issues like freedom and human rights. The SAT is one of two major tests for entrance to American colleges and universities. The other test is called the ACT. Test scores help colleges decide if a candidate can succeed at their schools. More than 2 million students take the SAT yearly. They include about 100,000 foreign students. Nigerian student Peace Umoru is in her first year at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Ms. Umoru says she thinks the new test will be easier because of the removal of rarely used words. She says that is the hardest part for international students. The College Board says words on the new test will relate to usage. Students will be asked to identify the meaning of words based on the way they are used in reading passages. Eddie West is with the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says the new test will better predict a student's performance in college.
Personally, I feel like the changes are moving the test in a more positive direction insofar as they link up with skills and abilities that students will need to succeed, not just in getting into a college or university, but in succeeding once there.
But Mr. West says the addition of material related to American historical documents could make the test harder for international students.
It's going to be relatively uncommon for an international student to be really conversant with the Declaration of Independence or Martin Luther King Jr.'s work or anything else along those lines that might be cited in the test.
Jamaican Shanique Campbell is a second-year student at Howard University. She called the new material very scary for international students.
We're already faced with knowing that we're taking an American-based exam. And so there are a lot of things that we are not prepared for in terms of what to expect on that exam, cultural references that we won't be able to identify with.
Bob Schaefer of the National Center for Fair and Open Testing spoke to VOA by Skype.
Students from other countries, particularly those who did not grow up learning English, are at a double disadvantage. The test is in a foreign language for them, and they didn't get test prep, so it's harder.
But the College Board says it has formed a free online educational service. Khan Academy will provide preparation material linked to the newly designed SAT. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Opportunities for education remain an important issue in many countries in Africa. Educators in Africa are concerned that some countries will not meet goals set by the United Nations for 2015. Geraldine Watson has this report.
African educators and civil society group members gathered recently to discuss the United Nations Millennium Development Goals on education. They said a UN report shows progress, but they also said some countries cannot meet the goals by the targeted date next year. The educators and other experts said those countries cannot increase education and gain equal treatment for boys and girls in schools by 2015. They noted that this is especially true of sub-Saharan nations. The meeting in Yaoundé, Cameroon, included experts from 43 African countries. Jean-Pierre Edzoa is an official of Cameroon's Ministry of Social Affairs. He describes the life ahead for uneducated children as a disaster. He says the government is doing everything possible to make parents understand that they harm their children if they do not send them to school. The World Wildlife Fund for Nature is best known for its work for the environment, but it is also helping efforts to increase school attendance. Hansen Ngeforti is director of the WWF office in Cameroon. He said it is now centering its efforts on education because so many children do not go to school. That sound invites Baka and Embaroro ethnic groups in Central Africa to send their children to school. They still live the traditional lives of their groups, and official education is not of top importance for them. Mr. Ngeforti notes that the Baka people have been asked for their ideas about how to get children into schoolrooms. Boy Raruku is with the group Africa Network Campaign on Education for All. He says the meeting in Yaoundé provided a chance to look to the future.
The sustainable development goals that civil society has been pushing for is that beyond 2015, before 2015, the world leaders did commit to Millennium Development Goals, which were to be achieved by 2015. So a number of the goals that they committed to are coming to an end in 2015. Beyond 2015, what should it be like?
Beatrice Njenga heads the Education Division at the African Union Commission. She says educators are preparing a 50-year education program for Africa. She says they need financial help and central planning.
If you want to support Africa, you need to understand Africa's very well articulated vision as the priorities in education for 2063, so that all investment is towards a common vision. So unless you actually sit and put in place strategies to achieve what we need to achieve in 50 years, it will be 2063 and we'll be still talking about the same thing.
The education experts reported some good news. They said rates of poverty have been decreasing and more children are in school. I'm Geraldine Watson.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.